I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a little bit wiggly, right? It's Christmas Eve. And this Christmas, we celebrate the 300th year anniversary of the hymn favorite, Joy to the World. 300 years. Reform. Did you know that? I know. Reformer Isaac Watts created a whole hymnal in which he interpreted Old Testament Psalms of David through his New Testament faith. Watts studied the Psalms from the perspective of Jesus, and then he formed them into verses for singing. That ancient Hebrew psalm of praise and deliverance exclaims, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises." So then, as Isaac Watts pondered the Christian reason for shouting joyfully, he thought, "The Messiah has come to redeem us," and he wrote this hymn. We 21st century Unitarians may not find literal meaning in his explanation or in the translation, "The Lord is come, let earth receive her king." But we may find Watts's creation an inspiration to us. His intention to fashion a new understanding of words written thousands of years ago. We too make shifts to create meaning. In fact, the pagan version of this celebratory verse sings, "Joy to the world, the light is come. Now earth prepares for spring." Did you know that? "Make a joyful noise," the song sings. These days, I find meaning in a more humanistic approach. The belief that joy is needed today and tomorrow. And I find joy in the ancient birth story of a redeemer. Like love come to overwhelm the world. Like Isaac Watts, whose interpretation is meant as a second coming. The yet-to-be aspect of our lives and what we hope for yet to come. On a night like tonight, I require ritual and lofty words like rejoice. The religious meaning of Christmas is also powerfully about incarnation, love in human form. We can take in the holy, living it out through our own bodies, the words of our mouths, the actions of our hands. Embodiment enables us to move and to sing and to hold at once the intellectual, the emotional, and the spiritual. The Hebrew word for joy, ranan, means to shout, to cry out, and to overcome. We need a place to cry out. Now, not out of frustration, but for joy. It trains our lungs. And worship leader Marcia McPhee reminds us, gives us courage to shout aloud for the overcoming of injustice. How will we use our exuberance, she says, for the righting of wrongs, for the sake of the wonders of God's love to come unto the earth? One of my favorite ways of understanding Christian theology is that of Rebecca Parker and Rita Nakashima Brock's brilliant scholarship. Inside European sanctuaries that they visited, they discovered sparkly mosaics of first millennium images in which Christ was a living presence. These depictions of Jesus as shepherd, teacher, healer, and enthroned God, serene and surrounded by lush scenes, this world, not some other world, was depicted as paradise. The world around Jesus is ablaze with beauty. In more contemporary times, we still feel the deep influence of Ralph Waldo Emerson's important speech offered at Harvard Divinity School. Waldo's chiding to those matriculating would-be Unitarian clergy implored them to bring our faith alive again. Emerson said, "Jesus spoke of miracles, for he felt that a person's life was a miracle, and all that we do, this daily miracle, shines as our character ascends, like that of the blowing clover and the falling rain or snow." The world is embodied joy, and we are not alone in believing that heaven is right here with us. We can see nature as paradise, and we can sing to celebrate. Let us shout to create more justice so that all can experience it, so that we may all see the sacred in every Maria and Jose, in the truck driver's charity, in the garage, in feeling all the beauty as the incarnation. There is a special courage to bring a child into the world each holy night. So heaven and nature sing a reminder that after this silent night, we are still charged to bring on something great, making the world better, what some call the kingdom of God, or some call the beloved community. May each one of us, of every age, feel the beauty and the stillness of this night, singing here for paradise on earth, for heaven and nature. May it strengthen us for the days ahead. Blessed be, and amen.